On a sunny, warm Wednesday evening, food trucks and vendor tents line the street in front of Camp Hill Borough Hall, and a band is playing cover tunes. Andrew Hench of Camp Hill is here with his family.
Got a one-year-old son. I feel like my wife saw it on social media, I think, and just wanted to come out and see the vendors and get some food.
It's a typical scene for street fairs, but this one isn't just for fun. Camp Hill hosts Stormfest to teach people about watersheds, stormwater, and the fees they pay.
So how familiar are you with stormwater and stormwater fees?
Fees, I know that they're included, I believe, in like the sewer trash quarterly bill that we get, but other than that, I don't know too much about it.
Hench is not alone. Josh Bovender and John Boast also live in Camp Hill.
I know very little. I don't know anything about the fees.
On a scale of 1 to 5, probably about a 2, maybe 3.
Camp Hill expects the fees will bring in about $640,000 this budget year. And the borough wants to reach people to explain how those fees are used. Carl Schultz is a member of the Stormwater Authority.
Well, we've done a number of improvements over the past several years to fix areas that flood or parts of the stormwater system that are needed repair because they were leaking and contributing to flooding.
Stormwater is an issue that is often invisible, until it isn't. So some people don't want to pay an extra fee. Rebecca Davis, Public Works Director in Lower Allen Township, says they started outreach campaigns 6 months before their fee went into effect in 2019.
I can't tell you we don't still have people that complain. There are people that are going to complain, but I think a lot of our education really helped mitigate those complaints.
At Penn State Extension in Carlisle, Andy Yensha is a water resource educator.
There's less opportunity in farmland and urban areas for stormwater to soak into the ground. So since that precipitation can't soak into the ground, it starts to run off.
That creates problems.
It can cause physical damage, so it can lead to erosion and flood damage. And the other problem that we're, over the last 30 years, becoming increasingly aware of is stormwater carries a lot of pollutants.
And Yensha says old stormwater systems weren't designed to manage the heavy rain we see now.
So we have an infrastructure problem on top of a stormwater problem.
He says at least 87 municipalities have enacted stormwater fees to help them respond. Camp Hill's fee will support a stream restoration in Seaboat Park. To get an idea of what it will look like when it's done, we can go a mile across town where a similar project, finished before the fee was in place, cost $200,000 of state and borough money. Willow Park sits between 24th and 25th Streets among single-family homes. Amid the sound of traffic and home repairs, a pollution reduction system babbles along.
And we recently, probably 3 years ago, maybe a little more than that, just added what's called a riparian buffer, and mainly it was to try to stabilize the stream bank.
Lester Landman, the director of Public Works, stands in a plaza at one end of the park, looking out over the stream running below us.
The stream bank was eroding away, and you'll notice if we walk along it, it kind of meanders around, and there's spots where it was eroded pretty badly, and now that we have a buffer in place, it's slowed that down a bit.
Walking closer to the water, Landman points out a cement feature that creates a small waterfall.
So we just did a big project here that finished last year. You kind of see up here, that's called a step pool.
In heavy rains, water would move very fast here.
Some of the movement of that creates erosion and other problems. So step pools are one way to slow that down.
To tackle larger or more expensive projects, some municipalities work together. Susquehanna and Lower Paxton Townships teamed with Capital Region Water and PennDOT on stream restorations with the company RES.
All right, so where we're standing right now used to be a big, deeply eroded stream with banks of like 7 foot high that a whole person could stand in here.
Hannah Kalk, an ecologist and senior project manager with RES, is walking through Veterans Memorial Park in Susquehanna Township, one of three wetland restorations that are part of a $2.5 million project. She says the deep gully kept water from leaving the bank, sending high volumes of storm water downstream, carrying pollutants and potentially causing floods. RES leveled the eroded stream to create a shallower channel with wide floodplains.
And the system is designed to have a lot of interaction between the stream and the wetlands.
Kalk says there are at least 50 species of native flowers and plants here that attract pollinators, birds, and other wildlife.
And all year long is lit up. And in the spring, it's deafening because the frogs are so loud.
That's incredible.
Every year, this wetland should trap over 1 million pounds of sediment that would otherwise end up in nearby creeks and eventually the Chesapeake Bay.
So here you go. You've got the kidney of Harrisburg. This is where your water quality starts to improve. When you've got these wetlands here, they're going to hold water longer. They're going to put water into your groundwater, recharge your groundwater systems, and they're gonna, all the biogeochemical cycling will clean your water. All that sediment, all the garbage that washes in, it's not going out in that stream, it's staying here.
Often, stormwater funding goes to projects people can't see, like underground channels. But in some cases, like at Veterans Park, people can walk through a wetland that helps solve flooding and pollution problems, and where they can enjoy the sights and sounds. Shelby Bradford, State Impact, Pennsylvania.